USA. I'm in Maryland, and my name is Gibbs Dube.
I'm in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from home, and my name is Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, here on Live Talk, where we continue to discuss about the coronavirus pandemic, which is sweeping the world and Zimbabwe.
So in Zimbabwe right now, there are roughly about 11,647 people who have actually been tested for coronavirus COVID-19. Out of these people, we know that there are 34 that have tested positive for coronavirus COVID-19. And we know that 3 days ago, the government actually posted a higher figure, but they said after doing what they call some quality control, they had to reduce the figures to 34. So now we know that about four people actually died, and five have recovered in Zimbabwe. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 3,524,429 people that have contracted COVID-19. Out of these people, about 247,838 have died. Mm-hmm. So now there are some that have actually recovered. There are almost 1 million. So now we see again that in USA, the figures are very high. You know, USA accounts for the largest number of people that have actually contracted COVID-19. They are 1,158,341. So then out of these people, 67,686 have died. So now there are so many issues around some of these issues. And we know that, Marvelous, in Zimbabwe right now, as we speak, people are now asked to wear masks in public. Mm-hmm. And there are some companies that are said to have started working, operating today, but at a very low scale. So we don't know as of now how everything's going. But according to reports that we're getting from the ground, it appears as if there are only a few companies that have actually opened. So we also know that there are some Zimbabweans who want to return home from South Africa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And these Zimbabweans have gone through the consulate in Johannesburg, and indications are that the government has actually arranged with some bus companies for Zimbabweans to be ferried back home. There are over 1,000 Zimbabweans who want to come back home. When they arrive home, they'll be quarantined for 21 days. At the same time, we know that there are over 3,000 Zimbabweans in need of food aid. So these are some of the issues that we're going to discuss today. Marvelous.
Yes, Gibbs, like you mentioned earlier on, there was a lot of controversy over why the Zimbabwean figures were reversed or were now, you know, taken down by six. We had initially been reporting that there were 40 cases in Zimbabwe, but late last week, the government came up and said, no, they had retested and now had done some quality assurance, and the number now stands at 34. And you were speaking about the South Africans who are the Zimbabweans living in South Africa who want to be repatriated back to Zimbabwe. Previously, last week, when I was doing my own live on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukure, yes, I did have a lot of people calling in to say, because of the situation that they are facing in South Africa, lack of food, lack of money to pay rent, they would rather go back to Zimbabwe, they said. And I asked the same question, but are you aware that you will be quarantined once you return back to Zimbabwe? And they were even saying it's better to be quarantined in your own country than to suffer in a foreign land. So these are some of the sentiments that are coming from people, Zimbabweans living in South Africa. And like you mentioned, Gibbs, Zimbabwe have started their phase two of the lockdown, where some companies were said to start opening up, but there was a requirement that before the companies open up, they test the employees of COVID-19 before the employees go back to work. And then also there's the issue of a lack of test kits for companies to actually be able to do the testing, because we understand that the government is the one that is actually doing most of the testing at the moment. So it'll be interesting for us to watch and see what happens next when these employees start going back to work. And are companies really adhering to that call by government to test employees before they are put back in the workforce, and at what cost?
Mm-hmm.
So all those are issues we'll be looking at.
Yeah, Studio 7, Live Talk. A pre-recorded show. So it's when Marvelous Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Patentsville. So it's in the coronavirus. kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe kulabantu abayi 34 khona manje asebanjwe belo mkhuhlane lo. Kodwa ke sike sabona futhi uhulumende efake kwaba labantu abangi 40 kusukana ezidluleyo esithi iba sebebanjwe umkhuhlane. Kodwa bathe sebekhangkhangelele bathi ifiga le ingane ikhulu kakhulu, so ke basebeyikhipha ke. So ke khonokho ke siyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende xa sikhuluma khona manje uhulumende uthi abantu kumele bagqome amamaski lapha bahamba khona, kumele bayahlabe sibili benzela ukuthi phela abantu bengathelelani umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19. So yizi izinto ezinye esiyabe sikhuluma ngazo lamhlanje. Sungangena khonapho ke ubatshele ngolimi lwakho Marvelous.
Ai wathi nokuchinga midzaine mufaro kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Asekuziya kwenyu tiri kushandira tiri kumba, saka program inoyi iri pre-recorded, zvinoreva kuti muchange muri kuiona munguva inotevera. Asi vari paradio munenge muchitinzwa zvenyu panguva iyi yatinenge takwanisa kunge taenda panhefenyuro yedu. Saka tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose. Pari zvino munyika mune vanhu 34 vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, va4 kana kuti vana vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Hurumende inozivisa iyo kuti munguva yapfuura yakange yamboti vanhu havanga vasvika pa40, asi pavakazoita imwe ongororo vakazoona kuti 6 vavo vakange vari negative kwete positive. Saka pane vanhu vashanu vakabatwa nechirwere icho checoronavirus munyika vakakwanisa kuchikunda. Saka ndozvimwe zvatirange tiri kutarisa ipo pano. Tichitarisawo zvakare kuti pasi rose pari zvino pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 3.1 million nekudaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose. Kwozosvika ipo muno muamerica muri kutosvitsa vanhu vanokwanisa ivo 1 million and chakuti vabatwa nechirwere ichochi, asi vamwe vari kubatwawo nacho vachichikunda. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tichitarisa kuti zviri kumbofamba sei. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti chii chiri kuitika muzimbabwe pari zvino. Tichiona kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakazivisa ivo kuti pachange paine phase 2 yekuvhurwa kwenyika, zvinoreva kuti nhasi vemamwe mabhizimisi vatotanga mabasa, asi pakanzi ipo kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachienda kumishando nezvimwe zvakadaro vanofanira kunge vakapfeka mamaski, uyezve vashandi vanoshanda mumakambani achange achivhurwa vanofanira kutestwa kuti vane COVID-19 here kana kuti kwete vasati vaenda kumabasa. Saka tinenge tiri kutarisa kuti zvinoitika here, zvichakwanisika here, tichitarisa kuti matest kits acho aripo here kuti vanhu ivava vakwanise kunge vachitesta vashandi vavo vasati vaenda kumabasa, nokuti vari kuti ivo havasi kuda kuona chirwere ichi chichizotekeshera munyika. Vamwewo zvakare vari munyika vari kuchema chema vachiti ivo mamaska ari kudhura. Vamwe vari kutogadzira avo mamaska akasiyana siyana. Saka tichange tiri kukuratidza ipo pano zvataona zvanga zviri kuitika kuchinoi, uko kuine vamwewo vakagadzirawo avo mamaski avari kushandisa, uyezve vamwe vachichema chema kuti mutengo wemamaski aya ngaudzike pari zvino. Gibbs.
Yeah, so at the moment I think we can bring in one of the people who actually crafted his own mask. So I will let him come and so that people can see the person with his own mask. So check him out. This guy is in Chinoy. And he actually crafted his own mask. His name is Karikai Manyebera. Let's hear what he's saying about his mask. He's talking to one of our correspondents, Nunurai Jenna, in Chinoy.
I cover COVID, you raise it. COVID,
so this gentleman, Marvelous, people are very crafty, right? So he's got his own thing.
He's actually very innovative. I have to give it to him because, you know, when I saw the video, I was like, what is going on here? Is he Spider-Man or what? But yeah, he is explaining that because he has heard that this COVID, it can affect your eyes, it can affect your nose, it can affect your mouth. He's covering his whole face. He says now what's left is for him to get some gumboots, you know, those plastic gumboots, so that he covers his feet as well. And then he's very protected from COVID-19. And there were people that were passing by and, you know, they were actually saying, what's going on here? Why are you covered the whole face, including the head? So he says that's his way of protecting himself. He has his own initiative right there. He made his own mask. But, it's something that we've been talking about for a very long time.
Yes, and we've got our guests lined up already. And one of them is in Harare, that is Mr. Chengetai Kuta. And then we've got Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi in South Africa. So I'll bring Mr. Chengetai after Marvelous has actually posed a question. So go ahead, Marvelous, and pose a question for Chengetai.
So Mkoma Chengetai, tombofunza kuti tunaona kuti nyika nhasi taona ichinzi yavhurwa paphase 2. Zvii zvamuri kuona munyika pari zvino? Titarisa nyaya iyoyi yecoronavirus, tinozoti pane mabasa amuri kuita. Muri kushanda muchiita mamwe mabasa ekupa vanhu mamask nezvimwewo. Motitsananguro kuti sangano renyu rinonzi chii uyezve kuti zvii zvimwe zvamuri kuita mukubatsira vanhu.
Yes, so let's hear from him what Chengetai is saying. Welcome to the program, Chengetai. Go ahead and respond to Marvelous's question.
Would you prefer English or Shona?
Go ahead. Start with Shona, then you go English.
Okay.
Very briefly, sir.
All right. Yeah. Nasi nyika yavhurwa. Mushure mekunge mutungamiriri wenyika azivisa kuti tamu level 2 ye COVID-19. So vanhu vazhinji vanga vaine chishuviro chekuti dai vagona kudzokera kumabasa, nekuti vazhinji vari kurarama vari out of employment, vari kuzviriritira vega. 90% unemployment in Zimbabwe. Saka mabhazi anga achitakura nhasi ndezup kuona kuti ndoega abvumirwa. Saka ndingati ndo chimiro chiripo, asi vanhu vazhinji vanga vari mudzimba vaine shungu dzekuti dai vagona kuti vaenda kumbonosimudzira mabasa avo vachipinda mudhorobha.
Yes, quiet.
Isuo se boka revatori venhau takasangana tikafunga kuti tiite chinangwa chekuti tibatsire. Mushure mekunge tichisangana nezvinhu zvatinosangana nazvo mukubata mabasa edu, tine zvatakacherechedza tikaona kuti vanhu vazhinji havana personal protective equipment. Saka takabatana pamwe chete sevatori venhau kuti titsvage tiite fundraising. Saka tine vanhu vazhinji vauya vachitibatsira nemari, vamwe vachibatsira neprotective equipment yatiri kuenda tichinopa kumapoka akasiyana-siyana, kubva muzvipatara, kunherera kudzimba dzinochengetwa nherera, zvakare kune mapurisa nemasoja vari mumaroadblock vanenge vachiona kuti vanhu vari kufamba sei.
Okay, so in English, briefly, how is the situation in Zimbabwe? And we know that you are supposed to be wearing a mask. What is going on and how much is a mask? Can you show us your mask and try to wait and talk? Let's hear whether somebody can talk while you've got a mask. I know you've got a set of those. So show people.
A set of those. So go this ahead. One here is a mask that is being crafted by the Citizens Initiative. This is the group of journalists that have come together to make masks and donate them. So we are being funded by well-wishers. And this is one of the masks. But of course, I also have another one. We are giving them out. And this is the frontline initiative that we are doing. This is the initiative that is making masks. But however, just quickly, as you have asked, today we are in level 2. COVID-19 is per the guidance by the government, by the president, when he made an announcement yesterday. So that means today, going forward, people are not going to be allowed. It has been criminalized for anyone to go out without a mask. And that is the biggest thing. But as well, only the Zupco buses are allowed to be ferrying people from residential locations to wherever they want to go. But again, this is a big challenge because the buses are only prioritizing government and state enterprise employees. And the rest, it is very difficult for them to try and get transport and move to wherever they want to go and start working. But people are very eager to start. As you know, Zimbabwe is largely an informal economy, and most people do their own jobs to survive, and most of them don't have savings. They survive hand to mouth. So people are very eager and keen, but it's very difficult for them to start moving around because the restrictions are very tight as things stand right now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kuta. Hold on there. We've got another guest, and that is Mr. Ibongani Mkwananzi. Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi represents the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. He's the spokesperson for that organization. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mkwananzi.
Thank you, Wamtuwe. We would like to greet the listeners.
Yeah, akusitshele baba Mkwananzi, siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abafuna ukuthi babuyele kwele Zimbabwe. Bathwele nzima. Akusitshele ukuthi uhamba njani. Bathwala ngaphi, ngamabhasi, njalo iconsulate ithini ngakhonokho.
Ngenxa ye-lockdown, sizonanzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi abasebenza lapha eSouth Africa usually basebenza kula ama-services industry njengama-restaurant, njengabo-construction, abanye bangama-maidi, imisebenzi enjalo. Eminingi yakhona ilokhu i-restricted under i-lockdown ukuthi umuntu angabuyela emsebenzini, amakhampani lawo akavuli. So it has caused a problem. It actually started to cause a problem even prior to the lockdown, where ama-restaurant particularly were being told to shut down before abo 6 p.m. kuthiwe ngo 6 p.m. indaba seluvalile, which is isikhathi usually lapho kuqala khona ukuba ne-business engcono for abantu abasebenza particularly ku-restaurant industry. Construction nayo isavalile, nezinye industry, ama-maids nawo athola ukuthi wathiwa abuyele emakhaya. So kunanzeleleka ukuthi ngaleso simo abantu abasenayo indlela yokuzuza, akusena nzuzo abazuza, kade behola abasakwazi, kade betohoza abasakwazi ukushaya ama-peace job, ama-gardening jobs, neminye nje imisebenzi nje evalelekileyo. Abantu abanayo imali e-10 ngoba isikhathi esiningi bahola izimali ezinga-10. So kudale ukuthi abantu abaningi baqala ukufisa ukuthi hey, kungcono kuyahluphekela ekhaya. Isimo lesi ngizasichaza ngithi siyukuhlupheka ngendlela abasichaza ngakhona. Baningi abantu abasebesilandile bekhalela ukudla, bethi hayi bafowethu, hey, kunzima lapha, akula kudla. So yingakho nje abantu abaningi sebefuna ukubuyela ekhaya. Bakubona kungcono ukuthi bayokhangelana ne-21 days leyo, umuntu abesebona ukuthi wenza njani after 21 days esebuyela ngakubo.
Yeah, can you give us a brief summary in English? What is going on in South Africa? People are going home up to more than 1,000. People want to go.
Look, yes. The situation from the embassy sent out a survey, a form, and we also, as Zimbabwe Communist South Africa, had sent out a survey form for after calls for food aid. The embassy, in its form, it was also asking about repatriation. We had also raised this with the embassy to say, look, when we queried people to say, look, there's going to be a lockdown, how would you like the Zimbabwe community in South Africa to assist? There was quite a few responses that were asking, how do we go back home? So the embassy sent this form. It asked people if they wanted to be repatriated to indicate, and the people who wanted food aid to indicate. It seems there's more than 800 people who indicated they want to be repatriated. And it would seem from the embassy's database that more than 3,000 people actually filled the forms, which then would mean there was repatriation of people more than around 800 or more, and the rest asking for food aid. In our own database, Zimbabwe Community South Africa, which we have actually stopped collecting names since yesterday, we stopped at 1,435 at our time of stopping. So these are the numbers of people that wanted food aid from us. Because our form did not ask about repatriation, we then, in our circulation, said, look, we sent the link for the embassy and the link to our database and said, fill ours if you're only looking for food aid, fill the embassy one if you're looking for food aid or repatriation. So the figures are above 3,000.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Let me bring my co-host so that we can proceed with our discussion today. Marvelous, chip in there.
That's a, you know, very detailed discussion right there. So are we understanding that, you know, there are some Zimbabweans who are getting food aid, but some are actually saying they want to go back home from what the guest is saying?
Yes, what he's saying is that there are some who want to go back home and others that want food. You know, so at the end of the day, he says they collected roughly about 1,000 and something, you know, of those people that wanted to be fed. Mm-hmm. So, but it appears as if there are some people really who want to genuinely go. Maybe they've been trying to do that, or we don't know. But what we know is, according to figures that were released by the consulate, there are over 3,000 people that need food aid. And then there are about 1,300 who want to go back home. Mm-hmm. So with that kind of situation, I think what Mr. Mkwanazi is saying is there are some who want to go back home, basically, and some that want to be fed. So all those kind of things. So, yeah, so go ahead with your...
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vari ku South Africa vamukwananzi vari kutaura ivo kuti pane vanhu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vanodaudzira ivo 1,300 vari kuti ivo vada kudzokera kumusha zvinhu zvaoma muSouth Africa. Vari kuti ivo vakawanikwa vachitumira tsamba vachibvunza kuti kana paine vari kuda kuwanikwa vachipiwa chikafu vanyore, kana paine vada kunge vachidzokera kuZimbabwe vanyore vachinyorera embassy yemuSouth Africa. Saka vari kuti ivo zveshuwa pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 3,000 vakabatanidza vanhu vanga vari kuda chikafu nevamwe vada kuenda kumusha vakanyorera organization yavo vachiratidza ivo kuti vane shuwiro yekuti vadzokere kumusha. Saka tichange tiri kuzoziya ipo pano kuti tinoziva kuti kana vachinge vadzokera kumusha vachamboiswa muquarantine kwe-21 days. Vozoona havo hama dzavo mushure meizvozvo. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti zviri kumbofamba sei. Hurumende pari zvino ine mukana here wekuti vanhu ava vabva vadzoka kumba? Asi nekunzwa kwatiri kutaurwa nevanga vari pano munyarikani vari kuti ivo embassy yakatozivisa iyo kuti ichange ichipa mabhazi ekuti vanhu vadzokere kumusha. Gibbs.
Yes, I think we can now pose a question to Chengetai Kuta, if you can go ahead.
Yes, Chengetai, on your initiative to actually hand out masks and food hampers, which areas have you been working in, and also what kind of response are you getting from the people? Saka kune nzvimbo dzamuri kushanda uku ndekupi kwamatinaenda pari zvino muchinopa vanhu mamask nezvekudya, uyezve vari kutambira sei mabasa amuri kuita? Makafunga sei imi sevatori venhau kuti muite mabasa iwayo?
So I think he has been cut off, and so what we can do is let's bring in, you know, another gentleman in Chinoy. This guy is so he says he's not feeling well and all these kind of things. So let me bring him on so that we can hear what is.
Pani nyaya kuti ndinogona kubuda pandiri kwete nokuti ndiri kuda saizvozvi ndabuda ndamanikidzwa handisi kunzwa zvakanaka saka ndinouya ndisina kugadzirira nokuti ndiri kurwara. Saka zvinobva zvarema urwere pouya imwe nyaya yekuti ndinofanirwa kuripira pamusoro pekuti ndarwara ndikuda kufanirwa kunobatsirwa kuno. Saka zvinotiremei.
Saka muri kuti zvingadai zvaitwa sei?
Ngazvigadzirwe panzvimbo zvowanikwa nekuti munhu wese akwanise kuwana zviri zvine utano nokuti zvakatariswa nevanoongorora. Kechipiri, zvova zvinhu zvinokwanisika pamuripiro wacho.
So this gentleman, Marvelous, appears to have some issues here. So what are the issues? What are the issues, really?
This gentleman here from Chinoy is actually called Vamunesu Munesu. And our reporter there, Nunurai Jena, who is based in Chinoy, was actually asking him, you know, like, so what do you think of what's going on right now? So he's saying, first of all, he's not feeling well. Secondly, he's saying he's, you know, the masks that are now being made available are too expensive. And as you saw, he had his own makeshift mask. I think he must have torn a piece of cloth from somewhere and he made his own makeshift mask. And he said, at least he's protecting himself, but he still feels that because this is such a health issue, the government should be making masks available and make them very affordable, if not for free. Because he's saying it's not by choice that people are now having to wear masks, but the government has made it as a ruling that, you know, everybody has to wear one. So he's saying it's important for the government to make sure that people are not price gouging the masks. Like what we saw happening here in America, Gibbs, not even going very far from where we are here. We saw that, you know, there were a couple of very naughty, shall we say, business people who went to Amazon and bought out all the masks and all the hand sanitizers. And then they tried to now sell it you know, when there was need. But because the system here, they were able to be tracked and they were asked to either donate the goods or face jail time. So I think that's the same thing that this gentleman is saying, that maybe the government needs to also take a look at some of the prices that are being charged for masks.
Yes,
people are already struggling and they do not have the kind of money to dispose and be paying for expensive masks.
Yes, thank you, Marvelous. And our guest is back. I think, Chengeta, you can pose a question and then I'll bring him on board. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Chengeta, I'd actually just posed a question asking you, like, your initiative, which areas have you been targeting and also how have you been received? Kuti muri kuenda kuma area api, muchinopa vanhu ma mask nechikafu, uyezve muri kutambirwa sei? Makafunga sei kuti imi sevatori venhau mutange chirongwa ichochi?
So, Chengedai, if you can respond to that question from Marvelous.
Our initiative is founded basically on experiences that we have come across during our time and during our work as we go around doing work. So, because we realize that a lot of people are starving as we speak. Just previously, before the announcement of the lockdown, as you remember, the government had actually made a plea to the international community that Zimbabwe is facing possible starvation. More than half of the population is going to be facing starvation. So we are actually fighting a double-edged sword. On the one side, we have COVID-19. On the other, we have starvation. Now, this being caused by the El Nino phenomenon. So as we were going about our work, we realized that a lot of people, especially in the high densities, this is where you find most of the poor people. So we found out that a lot of people don't have anything to eat because they've been surviving from hand to mouth. So what we did is, apart from the protective personal protective equipment that we know is of very much importance and need, we also extended the generosity to try and source food items, food hampers, and hand them out to households and families which are possibly facing starvation right now. And I must say that we are really overwhelmed as we go on the ground. Most people, you will notice that they are probably having just one meal per day. This is not fiction. We're talking reality here. So these are some of the things that we are doing, and we are very happy that there are some very big corporate organizations that have come in with food hampers, and we're just passing them to the next person who really needs the food. So this is some of the things that we are doing. And we have put this initiative together and branded it the Citizens Initiative. So we are not just trying to make it seem as if it's our initiative as journalists, but it is the initiative of Zimbabweans, because we've done this before. We've come together at a time when we are facing very difficult times. We come together and face the problems together. So we are calling this initiative a citizens initiative, and this is what we have done.
Thank you so much, Chengedai. Stay on the line. Let's get to Mr. Mkwananzi right now. I think he's waiting for us to pose a question to him. So Mkwananzi, how's this going, Baba? Ngabantu kumele bebuye eZimbabwe kumele benze njani ama steps nje ukuthi kumele bebhadale malini njalo bekhulume lobani ukuze benelise ubuyele ekhaya abanye bayajinga vele bathi ma 600 rand abala so akhuluma kakhulu ngamafutshane baba
i-embassy ekwenzileyo yikuhlanganela namabhasi yakhulumisana kusho ukuthi namabhasi services ukuthi ayenelisayo ukusebenzisana nayo for this repatriation. Bakubize bathi self-repatriation. Uma umuntu enayo imali ezimisele ukuthi azihambise yena ekhaya, amabhasi arranger from 500 to 600 and in between. So ku embassy Facebook page na kuma website abo kunama public pronouncement abawenzileyo ama announcements lawo aya detaila ukuthi umuntu ibhasi enje kule Eagleliner intercity kulomzansi kule DNC wonke lawo mabhasi so kunamanye futhi a edwe nje namhlanje ngiwabonileyo amanye azothatha abantu from Mpumalanga amanye from KZN kodwa umuntu uyazibhadalela which is so far angayibona edlule 600 amabhasi lawa yi-600 kodwa i-600 ngeyomuntu hayi impahla kusho ukuthi impahla zochajwa separately kusho ukuthi ngokubonisana womuntu namabhasi. Then into ekhona ukuthi lawo mabhasi azopick abantu from different locations, therefore kubalulekile ukuthi abantu bahambe ku-page ye-consulate bafike laphana babone ukuthi ibhasi enje iyimalini izothuthela endaweni yiphi. So kuzamele abantu babe ne-travel document which is i-passport yakho yokuhamba, but kuthiwa khona ma ungenayo i-travel document umele uthintane ne-consulate bakwenzele a-temporary travel document. Then akukho esesikuzwe ngathi ngoba abanye abantu bake babuza lapho ukuthi kule imalini i-service leyo from consulate. I-consulate i-offer leyo ama-services ayo for free. Therefore, ungezwa sokulo muntu osekutshela ukuthi kule imali kumele uyibhadale i-consulate for lokho, hayi imali ngeziya emabhasini. Then yiyo imininingwane. Abantu ma bengayenelisi ukubona ukuya ku-Facebook page ye-embassy bengeza kweZimbabwe Community South Africa, sinama-Telegram group, sinama-WhatsApp group. Bengaya kuZimbabwe Community South Africa Facebook page, kunendlela nje esizifakileyo laphana ukuthi ungajoyina nje nama-WhatsApp nama-Telegram group where we make constant updates. Sihlala nje si-update abantu ukuthi how can they do this or that as we are informed and verify the relevant information with the authorities.
Yes, so just briefly, 1 minute exactly. So how do people get hold of whoever in terms of those that want to go back home? What's so, the...
People can visit the consulate website website or their Facebook account and they will find the public pronouncements that have been made there, which detail which buses have been arranged for self-repatriation. The self-repatriation, you pay the bus fee. The bus fees are between 500 and 600 rand from what I've seen. I know there's Ikilina, Intercity, DNC, Mzansi are all part of the buses that have been included. There is another bus service. I can verify the name, but then it will be able to take people from Mpumalanga and from KZN. The people must have their passports or travel documents. If you do not have your travel document, you contact the consulate. They will be able to arrange you a temporary travel document. So if you are unable to find the consulate page, you can visit our Zimbabwe Community South Africa page where you will see details on how to join our WhatsApp or Telegram groups. There we keep the people who are in those groups updated on all the relevant information as we verify it with the authorities.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkwanazi. Stay on the line. So let me bring my co-host, Marvelous Planyawuye. So this segment is talking about what people should do in South Africa if they want to go back to Zim. So the consulate appears to be handling a lot of issues. If you don't have a passport, they can give you a temporary travel document so that you can go back to your country. So go ahead, Marvelous.
I want to put Sangha Trukunz kwa kuwa kuna wa Mkwanazi wa kutawara iwo kuti yatingatiyo embassy ye Zimbabwe iri mu South Africa iri kushanda navo mukuedza kuti vaive vari kuda kuenda kumba vawani kwevo vachidzokera kumba vari kutaura yavanotiwo self repatriation. Asi vari kuti munhu ange achibva mu South Africa achidzokera kumba anofanira kuchibhadharira mari yake yebhasi ende mari iyi iri kudaudzira pakati pe 600 kana kuti 500 rands. Uyezve pane mabhazi akatosarudzwa kuti aya ndiwo achange ari kukwirwa nevanhu. Saka mabhazi aya munogona kuawana mukaenda pawebsite yeZimbabwe Embassy in South Africa kana kuti mukaenda kuorganization iyo yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa yava Mkwananzi vati vane information iyoyo. Asi kana munhu ari kufunga iye kuti ari kuda kuti aende adzokere kuZimbabwe anofanira kunge aine mari yake 500 kana 600 uyezve embassy yati iyo ichange ichibatsira kune avo vasina magwaro ekufambisa ichivagadzirira matemporary ekuti vafambise vadzokere kumusha pari zvino ndokumira kwakaita zvinhu pari zvino. Asi vari kuti izvi zvavari kuita vachishanda nemuzinda weZimbabwe uri muSouth Africa, vakati muzinda weZimbabwe uyu uri muSouth Africa uri kupa mukana kune avo vanenge vari kuda kudzoka vachinzwa mwoyo wavo kuti inini ndakuda zvangu kudzokera kumusha uyezve unofanira kuenda ikoko wakabata mari yako kana wasarudza kuti wauda kudzokera kumusha ticket rebus unotenga wega 500-600 rand kana izvo uyezve pane mabhazi akasiyana siyana achanga achitakura vanhu.
Yes, Pavla, so we know that in Zimbabwe they are at a certain level right now. They call it level 2.
Phase 2,
right? Mm-hmm. But then people are questioning, how did they get to level phase 2? And, you know, they never talked about phase 1 and all those kind of things. So, but I think there's an explanation that was given by, you know, Vice President Kembo Moati. He was visiting Gwanda, where he actually said, you know what, there is need for testing. People must be tested every time. Mm-hmm. So let me bring him in so that people can hear exactly what the Vice President said about testing. So he's emphasizing really that testing matters a lot.
Low-lying areas can go to Munzarabani, which is the Zambezi Valley, Zimbabwe Valley, and Shashi, Zingwane Valley. Usually, I'm a malaria in the corner. But I wish I would see Luisa. I'm going to Luisa.
So that is Vice President Kembo Moati. He's talking about, you know, the need to test people. So he says, as far as he's concerned, many people should be tested so that they know the trend in terms of how this disease is being is spreading or is being contained. So he says that's the most important thing to do. So he says many tests. So he also spoke about malaria. You know, Gwanda, in most cases, it does not have a lot of malaria issues. But this time around, he says it's because maybe the heavy rains and all those kind of things. And he says, but basically low-lying areas, like you mentioned, one or two. And he said they've got a lot of malaria cases. So he's saying this is not new for people in Gwanda, but they need to actually investigate and find out exactly the figures and all those kind of things. Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaKembo Moati, mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, vari kutaura ivo vari kuGwanda. Vachitaura kuti zvechokwadi, pari kudiwa kuti pawanikwe ipo vanhu vachiongororwa chirwere ichochi cheCOVID-19. Chimwezve chavataura inyaya yemalaria nokuti vanhu veikoko vabva vabvunza kuti kosei tiri kuona munzvimbo iyoyo yeGwanda isingambowanzoita malaria pane vanhu vakawanda vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi. Vamuhadhi vazoenderera mberi vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa nzvimbo iyi ndofunga inyaya yekuti kwakanaya mvura yakawanda, saka zvinogona kunge zvakonzera izvo kuti pawanikwe ipo pachiita chirwere chemalaria chichitekeshera. Ndaona zvakare kuti vamwe security yavamuhadhi musoja nemapurisa vanga vakamira nechekure uko pamota vanga vakapfeka mamaski. Aiwa, saka tinokurudzira izvozvo kuti taona vamuhadhi havana kubvisa maski yavo pavanga vachitaura. Vanga vachitongotaura vakapfeka maski yavo, uyezve vanga vakapfeka maski yavo sezviri kudeedzerwa, kwete kutaura wodai wozodzorera futi maski. Saka vamuhadhi apo ndaona kuti vanga vachiita iyo inonzi lead by example. Gibbs, I'm just saying that I was noticing, you know, looking at him very closely, the vice president, I saw that he was wearing his mask the correct way, not the way that people these days we see them like this. With his was really up there, and you could tell that, you know, he's taking this thing seriously, because even his security had their masks on. I saw there was a soldier and a policeman somewhere near the car. They were also wearing their masks. So we have to, you know, say, you know, lead by example. That's what people need to see. Because, you know, these are the people that are in decision-making positions. So if they are wearing the masks and people see that this is what's going on, they take the disease more seriously.
Yes, marvelous. So we've got some callers who actually sent us audio audios, you know, from different parts of the country. So now let's hear what some of them are saying about COVID-19. So these are people who are speaking in isiNdebele. So let's listen and hear what they're saying.
Ibizo lami nguSima Kahle Mpo. Ngihlala eMathebeleland North. UChief Sinamagonde. Hey, ngicela ukubuza mayelana ngecorona. Mina nisemaphandleni ngaba vela kula nto esiyaziyo mayelana ngecorona. Abantwana bayagula, iflu asikwazi, siphombukuhlala nje. Asikwazi lutho mayelana ngecorona.
Mina ngithanda ukuthi mhlambe abantu bangakhathazeki ngaloko sokukhona. Bese sesole uhulumeni ukuthi abantu ukuthi bahlale endlini ayasintando yakhe. Kuyintando yalokho okwenzakele. Kube bekungekho i-coronavirus, uhulumeni angakafaka ngalesi sinqumo sokuthatheni njalo. Asikulaleleni kwedlule umkhuhlane uzadlula 21 days into edlulayo. Then bese siphila ke siyaphambili. Ngiyabonga ukukhulumayo ngoJafta Ngwenya eGohole.
Injani basakaze Studio 7, siyabonga konke lokhu elikwenzayo. Mina ngicela ukukubuza ukuthi xa utestwa uyabhadala imali, xa ususelathwa uyabhadala imali yini, kumbe kubhadala ugovernment? Ngoba sizwa kuthi abantu bonke bayatestwa. Nxa sutestwa uyabe ufanele ukhiphe imali, kumbe nxa suselathwa njalo ubhadala imali?
Lo ngusogogwa na umoya ezombo okhulumayo. Ngizwa kakhulu nxa kukhuluma abantu bakithi abe-Mark South leba-Mark North. Uzabe khala bekhalela ukubana kakula lwazi ngomkhuhlane lo. Kodwa bona abakhuluma bekhuluma kuhle njalo beqhamba kuhle ibala lokuthi corona. Yibo abantu esibakhangeleleyo lathi njengesizwe ukuthi asebekwazi bonabo. Ungatshela oseduzane kwakho, umtshele atshele oseduzane kwakho. Yikho ukufunda kwakhona, yikho ukwenziwa kwakhona. Into leyo yonke singalindeli uhulumende ukuthi uzathumela umuntu azokutshela. Wena ule mhlanhla ngoba sikutshele kulo makhona lakho eqeni. Ungamekele lunywa yinyoka ukuthi uzazibonela. Uzabizelwa abasnack park ukuthi bazoyithatha. Hhayi bantu bakithi, asithengiseni ukuthandana lokukhula. Lokuthi angaphandle nxa ukuthi abantu balapheli khona bengafuni ukuthi litshelane izinto. Wena osukwazi, siwazele isigaba sakini. Asitshelaneni bantu bakithi, isifo lesi siyingozi. Singayekelelani. Lokho esinjalo ukuthi uhulumente uzabuya, uhulumente uzabuya. Ama-resources uhulumente lala. I-resource yangkhona nguwe khona apha ekhaya osukwazi kumbe ufika apha edrobheni wathola ulwazi, kumbe ule-radio wathola ulwazi. Yabelana lo munye wakho khonapho ukuze laya aphephe engozini ye-COVID-19. Ngiyabonga.
Kambe ngayo le-COVID-19 sihlezi ezindlini, asisebenzi. Asikutholi ukudla lokho sibhaliswa, asingaphiwa ukudla kwakhona. Awu bantu, sesibulawa yindlala ngayo i-COVID-19.
Hhayi, thina ngapha emakhaya sibili, hhayi siyaphila. Indlala hhayi yona ikhona nje mbijani, ngoba umuntu osekhaya kafanani losedrobheni. Sizwela bonke abantu abasemadrobheni ngalolu hlobo ukuthi izindlala zibathwala isenzeni. Abasela lezi ndlela zokugada bebuye emakhaya. Akunzima kakhulu, kodwa sina ngemthandazo siyathandaza.
So marvelous, these are some of the people that actually send us audios from different parts of the country. And the first one was saying, you know, she's somewhere in Wangi, somewhere there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they know nothing about COVID-19. And the thing that pains her is the kids are sick. So she was saying she doesn't even know what to do because she's hearing through, you know, sort of like rumors that there's COVID-19. The second person was actually advising Zimbabweans to stay at home. He's saying, basically, stay at home. This is going to pass. You know, it will come to pass. Then the third one was saying, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be done. And one of those is testing. You know, people need to, you know, to be tested and all those kind of things, which is very relevant to what Mr. Mohadi was talking about. Then there's a gentleman calling himself Sokokwana in Kokwe. He was saying, you know, some people have got knowledge about COVID-19. Tell your neighbor about COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of waiting for the government to tell you, tell your neighbor. He says that's the best way out of all this kind of thing. So you are saying that government doesn't have the resources after all. Then the fifth person you are saying people are suffering in their houses. They don't even know what to do. No food, nothing. Then the last one was saying she lives in rural Plumtree. So she was saying in rural areas it's far much better. They can eat whatever they want, you know, whenever they get it. But those people in urban areas are having it very tough. So she's saying, you know, she's feeling pity for them, but she's got one thing for them. She's praying for them.
Right? Wow. Very interesting there. So, you know, now, you know, before we used to be saying we're praying for people in the rural areas, but now the tables have turned. So, you know, it's interesting to hear, especially from the rural areas, because most doctors that I've spoken to were saying that, you know, they've seen a lot of people going back home thinking that this is a holiday time, yet it is not. It's really time for you to be staying at home, not to be visiting the rural area, because then you transfer the virus from the towns to the rural area. But I don't know if our guest is still there, Chengetai.
Yes, Chengetai,
mumbo titsa nanguro, murikunzwa vamwe vekumaruvanyanya, vari kuchema chema nenyaya iyo ye coronavirus. Imi sevatapiwe nawo, pane zvamuri kuita here kuedza kudzidzisa vari kumaruva panyaya iyo ye coronavirus, nekuti ndiri kuona vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti vari kungonzwawo zviri kungotaurwa, but hapana awareness iriko kumamisha uko. Zvii zvamuri kuita imi sevatori venhau vari munyika kuti mudzidzisiwo vari kuvamisha kana
Yes, so okay, let's get Chengetai in. Chengetai, if you can hear me, so go ahead and respond to Marvelous's question. So I think Chengetai's connection is not too good. There's something that happened to him. So maybe let me try again. I think he's back. So Chengetai, go ahead, Chengetai, go ahead.
Yes, so basically right now as things stand, because of the advent of technology, you realize that social media platforms become very important in the dissemination of information. So what we have done is we are trying to send out information. We have partnered with online publications like iHarare and others to try and disseminate information as a citizen initiative, as also journalists. So we are trying to disseminate information through various media platforms to try and, because as you know, COVID-19 is something that is very fast pacing. It's not a slow killer. So we also need to move very quickly as far as dissemination of information is concerned. Now, we are relying mostly on social media platforms, but again, we are also doing outreaches. We go out there and try to address small groups of people, but this is just roundabout areas that are rural areas that are close to the capital city, because movements are very much restricted and we cannot stop disseminating information because of that. Here and there we have faced challenges as far as movements are concerned, but we have not been tired. We keep going and we are trying by all means to try and help, but also there are also NGOs that are doing the very thing that we are doing, trying to disseminate information to people out there, especially in the rural areas, because that's where you have the biggest number of people living. That's where you have Zimbabwe's biggest population.
So now looking at, she wanted to come on with another question. So hold on, let me bring in Marvelous so that she can pose a question and then we proceed as we go. Marvelous, pose the question that you want to pose.
Ndiri kuti nini mombotaura nerurimi rwamai kuti zvii zvamuri kuita sesangano renyu kuti mubatsire vari kumaruva panyaya iyo ye coronavirus.
Yes, so let me bring him on. Go ahead, Chengetai.
Isu sesangano redu re Citizen Initiative richitungamirirwa namuzvare Fazila Mohammed tiri sevatori venhau. Zvatiri kuita isusu kuti tibatsire vari kumaruva. Sekuziva kwenyu mose kuti mazuva ano humbowo kana kuti information inofamba nekukasika kana tichishandisa masocial media platforms like Facebook, WhatsApp, especially WhatsApp more than any other. Tinoona kuti humbowo hunobuda nokukasika. Saka takaita zvakare ushamwari nema online publications kana kuti vanobuditsa nhau dzepamasaisai kuitira kuti tikwanise kusvitsa humbo kune vanhu vakawanda nekuda kwokuti mafambiro mumigwagwa nekuda kwelockdown kwakanga kuchinetsa uye zvakare sevatori venhau tine nguva yatakambosangana nematambudziko ekuti hurumende yanga isingatitenderi kuti tifambe yaingotendera vezbc chete asi zvakazoita zvichiita nekutambanuka mukufamba kwenguva asi munguva iyoyo taishandisa masocial media platforms kuti titaure kana kuti kuedza kusimudzira zivo kuvanhu vari kumaruva kuti vasarerutse nekuda kwokuti taicherechedza kuti vanhu vazhinji vamwe vaitoita jee kana kuti dambe nenhau yekorona asi takaramba tichiedza kushanda nenzira iyoyo kuti tizivise vanhu kuti tiri kutamba nechinhu chinouraya saka tinofanira kuti tichenjere ndo zvatanga tichiita seboka reCitizens Initiative.
Thank you so much and stay on the line there. So let me bring in our second guest, and that is Ubaba Ubongani Mkwananzi. So okay, Baba Ubongani Mkwananzi, ngawo ngatela jabantu amafutshane ukuthi yey siyabona ukuthi bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya bebengasebenzi abantu imali bazethatha Mkwananzi kodwa babuyela ekhaya
kuzoba luhlupho ukuthi abantu bayithole leyo mali ngoba vele ukubenza sebecabanga ukubuyela ekhaya yikuthi abaselazi izimali zokuphila nje zokudla into enzima kakhulu kungakho nje sizazama ukuthi sizame ukubonisana nabaphathi ukuthi kanti ngoba sizwa kuthiwa amabhasi lawa athatha abantu ewasa ema-quarantine facility eBaitbridge and they are being specific ukuthi eBaitbridge kuchaza ukuthini kulowo muntu mhlawumbe oseboleke kumbe ubeqamele imali ezomfikisa kubo mhlawumbe sithi eHarare noma koBulawayo kutheni ukuthi bamsondeze umuntu waseHarare bame quarantine facility yakhe ibe duze kwendawo yaseHarare ibhasi ithi mayisuka lapho ivele iqonde nabaseHarare endaweni zaseHarare ngoba kuchaza khona ukuthi umuntu uzathi ma eqeda le 21 days which is mandatory quarantine uzofika futhi akumele adinge enye imali yokuqhubeka sesiya ekhaya lapho afuna ukuya khona so yinkinga nje enkulu lesiyibona izovelela abantu and nathi sesizozama ukuthi sibonisane nabaphathi ukuthi kanti baphathi kunganjani kuke kuhlelwe ngaleyo ndlela ngoba angisiboni isizathu singabe sisithi hayi kumele ukuthi udiqi eBaitbridge kuphela kanti ke iquarantine facility sezingalungiswa duze kwalapha umuntu ayaphelela khona maye ngwasegweru asondezwe egweru maye ngwasefolosi asiwe efolosi maye ngwasechinoya asiwe duze kwakhonale lapha azophelela khona.
Yeah, so can you briefly say that in English? You are saying that people are supposed to be dropped where they live instead of them being dumped in Baitbridge. So, go ahead.
We feel that the is, while we're very happy that an initiative to partner with buses to assist people to repatriate for those who want to repatriate, but the decision taken that people will be left in Baitbridge where they are mandatory quarantine is to take place might prejudice them because the real reason why most of these people want to repatriate is because they can no longer earn an income here in South Africa and they are stuck and they feel they will not be able to sustain themselves. So therefore, we feel that the authorities should actually consider that it would be better that they would quarantine people closer to their intended destinations, closer to possibly their homes where they intend to actually go, so that after the mandatory 21-day quarantine, the people who have been repatriated do not have to now find means again to proceed to their homes. So unless and until the authorities have another plan of helping these people at some cost from the government, I see this becoming a very big problem for all those who want to repatriate and had meager income and they are repatriating specifically for the reasons that they could no longer earn an income and they are so afraid of the future and the food availability here. Most of these people are being forced to repatriate because they can no longer pay their rents, they can no longer afford to feed themselves. So one would feel, look, let me go and have any difficulties while I'm closer to my home than being in a foreign land and I don't know how I'm going to get my next meal and I might likely not have a place to stay.
ye abanye bafuna ukuyamunya ngkhaya phela nisiyakwazi ukuthi lapho umama ngani ngekho kuyahlupha phela
intandane enhle ngumakhodwa kunini
anje wabona ke bamba khonapho ke mkhonanzi. So I think we are coming almost to the end of the program, but you know, I'll bring in Marvelous Mtanga and Yahuye. It seems as if Marvelous, we've got several people that are actually following us, but let me tell them that this is a pre
show. So, yeah, I think
so. They sent a lot of messages. Let me just read. Nomsa Nikabana is saying the guy with his mask is wearing something like a palanquiaba, you know, the kind of.
Yes.
So he says,
he's already becoming popular.
Yeah, he says he's looking like a kubuzela, you know.
Uh-huh.
So then Kia Mpabanga and Rosalind Maro Cabo, Nadia Nicolette Cabo, and then Nare, sorry. Then Courtney Mpembi is saying, Morisei, how are you guys? Then uh-huh. Mululego Liwayo is also watching. And my good friend Eleanor Bucket is saying, I'm watching you, Gibbs, there. Uh-huh. And Manda Matango is also watching together with the following: Apple Kumalo, Simelona, Sem Tlanga, Kasela in Washington, Sunny Piri, Aleta Mujay Muzorewa, Peter Spanda, and Makosi Mzobe. So now people are actually watching, but just tell them
yeah,
the pre-recorded show so they can listen to Studio 7 later and then get hooked up. So now we are remaining with them exactly 6 minutes. So maybe let's bring in Chegedai, just pose a question, we'll bring him, then we'll sum up.
Hey, yeah, so I'm coming to Chegedai. Pani nyaya ya funds whenever I'm going to be testing. Kuti testing iko ku Zimbabwe ye COVID-19. Iri kuitwa mahara here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei? Pane zvamungaziva here panyaya ye kutestwa kuri kuitwa vanhu chirwere ichi?
So let's bring in Chegedai, you know, to hear exactly how testing is done. There. Is it free and something? I was saying that there are certain charges. That Simas has got his own charges and all those kind of things. What's going on? Check it out.
Yes, Simas is charging $20 for testing. But again, Wilkins Hospital is offering is not charging anything. It's offering free testing for anyone. But that is after you go through certain stages of screening. They are not just going to be testing anyone, everyone, at any point in time. So it presents a very difficult situation for the ordinary citizen to try and have themselves tested if at all they suspect that they are possibly maybe suffering from corona. But the main thing, apart from the monies that are being charged, one thing that we must all remember is that Zimbabwe, as far as we are concerned, I know that information about COVID-19 testing is not very, very, very clear on the government side. But what they have told us is that they are taking samples, testing them, but then they send them to South Africa for verification, meaning to say we don't have full capacity to do testing in Zimbabwe. And that presents a challenge. You will also note that there are certain people who actually died before their results came from South Africa. So that's quite a challenge. And we have not improved from that. And this is the reason why you have seen the statistics from the Minister of Health changing back and forth. It is because the testing is not all done in Zimbabwe. We are relying on South Africa for that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chegedai Kuta. He's a journalist based in Zimbabwe, and he's got some other projects that he's doing in terms of, you know, these kind of issues that led to COVID-19. We also want to thank Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi. He's a spokesperson of an organization called Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. We wish to thank the two of these gentlemen. Now, I think our time is up, and signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, no, in fact, I'm in Maryland. I want to say
Washington. I think, you know, because it's stuck in your mind now.
Stuck in my mind. So I'm in Maryland, and I'm saying to you all, goodbye, Marvelous.
This is Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye ndiri muno mu Washington DC. Tinoti isu garai kumba. Stay safe. Tosangana zvakare muzvirongwa zvedu zvinotevera. Ndokuonai pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei mangwana. Apo tichange tiri kutaura zvakare pamusoro pechirwere icho chiche coronavirus.
Yes, yabonga kuri ke. Bye bye ndinaloke ekatinikona laptanje. Tingatinolokusasa. Bye bye.